Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Entertainment news now. Cindy Perlman Gaber in Las Vegas. And Cindy, this new HBO drama, American Blue, should have a lot of viewers in Illinois, right?
Good morning, Bob. And when you think about what This Is Us star Milo Ventimiglia will do next, it's not go to Joliet, Illinois, but that's exactly what he's doing. He's starring in a new HBO one-hour drama series called American Blue, set in, yes, our hometown of Joliet, Illinois. He'll play Joliet native son Brian Melkovich, who returns to his hometown to rescue a beleaguered police force and seek some personal redemption that's always in the one-hour dramas. Ren Schmidt, an actress from For All Mankind, the Apple series, will play Lori Gillespie, a strong-willed, self-deprecating Chicago attorney. She's also his ex-wife and mom to their daughter, Talia. And the cop drama hails from Jeremy Cryer, who gave us Supernatural, so that should be good. No word on a release date, but they are expected to do at least some exterior shooting in Joliet. So if you're a big This Is Us fan, he's coming to town.
Be on the lookout. Let's talk about what Keith Urban is up to. He's got a new album, doesn't he?
He does. This one was a surprise. Not exactly a country album. He's back with a big summer album called Flow State, featuring 10 covers of yacht rock songs. What is it with yacht rock? It's everywhere now. He sings these songs, though, with John Mayer, Little Big Town, and even one with Michael McDonald, who's still in great voice. Yesterday, Keith dropped the first song, a cover of the summer classic Summer Breeze. I love that song. And other songs include Steal Away, Baby Come Back, all the classics.
Here's a little Keith Urban right now. Wow, it's exactly like the Seals and Cross version. I'm usually just a fan of the original, but I do like Keith Urban's voice. That's a good sound. Let's talk about the honor for Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Just two bros and best friends out there doing some good. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon were honored this week for helping raise $2.5 million for an organization that provides mental health care for children called Bring Change to Mind. They won the 9th annual Robin Williams Legacy of Laughter Award from them. And sweet moment, it was given to them by Robin's kids, Zach and Zelda Williams. And remember, the guys wrote Good Will Hunting and then starred in that with Robin. And Matt and Ben are the grateful type. They said they would have never had this career without Robin Williams. Quote, Matt says, the studio had all these notes with changes for Good Will Hunting. We weren't even sure it was going to get made. And then Robin read it, came on board, and said, I love it exactly the way it is. And then the studio, as usual, said, yes, Robin, we think it's great, too. We love it exactly the way it is. That's what we've always said. So you know how that goes with big stars. And Ben and Matt went on to win a Best Writing Award at the Oscars for Best Screenplay, and their entire lives changed after that movie opened.
Yeah, and they're still bro buddies. This is interesting, possibly the new Hollywood trend, animation. Tell us about this.
Animation for adults, though. We've seen a lot of animation for kids over the years, but the new trend in the streamers is tunes for grown-ups. Yesterday, I got this release from Netflix about the upcoming mating season from the creators of something called Big Mouth. And this is a very adult animated series set in the animal world about love, sex, relationships, and the universal need to find the right partner from the viewpoint of bears, raccoons, deers, foxes, and a host of other apparently love-starved, randy, lovable forest creatures. And they'll all be in the mood starting May 22nd on Netflix.
And finally, let's talk about people buzzing about this Simone Biles post on TikTok. What's this all about?
This is incredible, Bob. And I have a nephew who's a makeup artist, but I didn't realize this. U.S. gymnast and former Chicagoan Simone Biles recently went on TikTok to discuss glam. And that's what all these stars call when you get professional hair and makeup and wardrobe done for a big event. And you think this would maybe be a few thousand dollars? No. Biles said it's normal these days to spend upwards of $23,000 for glam for a single red carpet event. 23 grand. which is what she said she actually paid for a big event in Spain recently, and she didn't even get to keep the dress. And Simone said, I just need to know if that price tag is normal, and if this is the new norm, you can have it. You'll never see me at another event. I'll stay home. I don't blame her.
Yeah, well, you know, you can write that off your taxes. It's Cindy Perlman-Gabriel in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.